was I with Detention Without Trial, 12:32 here on 4ZZZ on Radio Democracy.
Last June, the United Nations officials strongly criticised Australia's mandatory detention of asylum seekers, describing the Howard government's policy of incarceration as abuse of human rights. Those of many detained were affected by collective depression due to uncertainty about if and when they might be released, the UN official said. The Australian government immediately rejected the criticism of the visiting UN group, which it said had raised no substantive issues against its treatment of illegal immigrants. The detainees lived day in, day out with an agonising uncertainty about the duration of their detention, said Louis Jonet, the chairman of the UN Working Group on Arbitrary Detention. Mr. Jonet and the working group have spent 2 weeks touring Australia's five detention camps, housing asylum seekers, mostly from the Middle East, Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran and Sri Lanka, who were caught entering the country without visas. The UN group's tour included an inspection of the notorious Woomera camp in the South Australian desert, where asylum seekers have rioted, sewn their lips together and attempted suicide to protest against what they claim are inhumane conditions. Of course, one of the solutions that our government is offering to detention people in detention is repatriation with a $2,000 bonus to make you go back to a place where you're likely to die.
$2,000 cash in your pocket, jump on the plane, we'll dump you off, and it'll all be right.
Well, there are many reasons why Afghanistan's not safe, and we're going to hear them.
This is from representatives from the United Nations High Commission for Refugees.
Afghanistan is a country which is totally devastated, but people are coming back to a country where there is no housing, lack of clean water, lack of any basic amenities. So it's really a big challenge for anybody returning. The other big challenge is the fact that we are actually running out of money.
Countries with greater means should exercise patience and should not be returning Afghans to Afghanistan right now. We are very concerned about the absorption capacity of the country. People will say, of course, that these are relatively small numbers of refugees or Afghans. That doesn't, in a sense, make it any easier. We've also underlined to these countries that simply because the Taliban have been overthrown in this country, it does not mean that every Afghan who left during their rule no longer has a reason to request, a valid reason to request asylum. So those two factors together are what have led us to ask countries to be patient and not return Afghans at this time.
UNHCR saying is not safe. The government of Afghanistan saying it is not safe. The Minister for Foreign Affairs, he said, no, please don't send the people here. So why they are not listening? And also the U.S. Army General, who is in charge of all the activities in Afghanistan, he said Afghanistan is the dangerous place. Why Philip Ruddock is not listening? He has to listen at least to Mr. Tom, General Tom, right? He's not listening to us. He has to listen to General Tom.
Some of us escaped any way we could. And though we left much of our lives behind, we dreamed of freedom, sweet freedom.